This is a continuation of the June 14th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 791 for property ID 197-667-000. The property is owned by Muhammad Asan and Faiza Asan. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Muhammad Asan present over the phone for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but go ahead and raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give in these hearings will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like her decision. Unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal. Now, this is your house under construction, right?
Oh, what's the address? Is that 12308? Is that, yes. I have two properties.
Yeah, we're talking about the one that's under construction.
So, what's the address? I guess I cannot know by the parcel number. Can you give me the address?
It's the one in, isn't it Brush Prairie, the house that's under construction?
Okay. Yes, okay, so... So I guess my position is the house is under construction and the assessor's office have valued it as if it's like a fully complete, not fully complete, like 70-80% complete or something, and they are taxing me for. Based on houses which are fully completed, occupied houses, which you can put it in the market and sell it. But my house is under construction. So I think they should not use this formula, or whatever the formula they're using, to come up with the tax assessed value. I would rather have them use the money spent so far on the construction of the house, and once it's fully completed, then they should be able to assess it based on a fully completed, a finished house. So since the house is under construction, I do not agree with the value of the house. It's a lot less, and I would like the Board of Equalization to consider this and reduce the value to whatever the cost of construction I have given in my appeal.
Did you bring this in last year?
Say that again, sir.
Did you appeal this property last year?
Yes, I did. And your, Board of Equalization was able to reduce some of the value. But, you know, every year they have a new evaluation. And this house is still not finished yet. It's still under construction.
Are you actively constructing on it now?
Yes, I have to finish it this year for sure, just because my permit, they said they will no longer renew it any further. So I have to finish it this year for sure.
Well, based on the pictures that they took and sent, I assume you got a copy of the information that they sent out, the assessor, the pictures and the information that they sent out.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have seen some of those pictures. Even in those pictures, there's it doesn't show that it's finished. It still shows it's under construction.
She said it was 85% finished. That's what they... She didn't say it was completely finished.
Yeah, I do not agree with the percentage of completion, too. You know, I don't know how... What quantify 85%? I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done, but we are probably close to maybe 80% now. And when she took all the pictures, we were no near 85%.
Well, it looks like it's mostly finished work. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, cabinets in and all that, they just have to finish them off and put the utilities in the kitchen and the counters and all. Most of it's pretty well finished.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean that it's 80 or 85% finished. There was no flooring. There was no bathroom finished. I mean, there was like a bathroom plumbing, a lot of plumbing. So there's a ton of work still need to be finished. And I would not say it was close to 80, 85%. It was definitely...
You understand that they value this at July 31st of 2022.
Yes, and that's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, I think we are more closer to 80% now. So I do not agree that it was 85% finished back in July 2022.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they were still working outside on the exterior finishes of the house. There was finished carpentry work to be done inside the house. The flooring need to be done inside the house. The bathroom, none of the bathrooms are working or operational. There was like a ton of work there, and there's no way they can say it's 85% finished.
Got it. Okay. I have no more questions on that. John, Lisa?
I don't have any more questions.
No. No questions.
Okay. Let's close that hearing and go to the next one.
Okay. Appreciate it.
This is a continuation of the June 14th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 795 for property ID 90265768. The property is owned by Muhammad Asan and Faiza Asan. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Muhammad Asan present over the phone for the appellant. So we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand again to be sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do, sir. Sure.
Thank you. I won't tell you the rest of it. So go ahead and tell us about this one.
So this one, the assessor's office pretty much doubled the value of the house. And I do not know what the reason is, what exactly doubled the value of the house. So I strongly disagree. There is no reason for them to double the value. My question is, did the assessor office say anything? Did they say anything like what was the reason why they doubled the value? The taxable value of the house?
No.
Yeah, so and, I have no idea. I have no idea what could have caused that significant increase in just 1 year. And I would request the board to reduce the value to whatever the value we had back in 2021, maybe it was like exactly half of what we have this year, or 2022 or something, you know.
Okay, you have nothing no evidence to support the value that you're asking for. I mean, there's nothing in your appeal.
So I mean, my question is, what evidence they have that they can, the assessor's office have, that they can double the value of a property? There was no improvement done. There was nothing was done at the house which resulted in doubling the value of the house.
They by law have the presumption of correctness, and they don't have to present evidence. You have to present evidence to prove that it's not that value. Unfortunately.
My proof is that there was no reason, unless they give me some reason. I don't see any reason why would they do that, actually double the value of a property.
I understand what you're saying. Okay.
If you look at the house values in that neighborhood, they were in that range what we had in the previous years. That's all I can say. I guess what the proof, all the prevailing property values in the neighborhood were exactly the same what they had before, and all of a sudden they doubled the value of my house.
I don't know why. I said, like I said, that by law they don't have to present that, and you have to prove that their property is wrong, and we don't have any evidence from you to prove that that's wrong. Oh. All right. I have no further questions.
No questions.
No, I have no questions.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the June 14th, 2023 hearings at the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 348 for property ID 189-783-018. The property is owned by Peter Dansu and Ophelia Dansu. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the Assessor's Office, but we do have Peter Dansu and Danny Dansu present over the phone for the appellant. You don't both have to speak, but whoever would like to, go ahead and raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
That's just what you're swearing, that you're telling the truth.
Yes, I will swear to tell the truth and only the truth.
All right, was that both of you?
And you? Is it Daniel?
That was Peter.
Yeah, my name is Peter Dentry.
Right, Daniel, are you going to be speaking?
Yeah, my dad, his English isn't his primary language, so I'll be helping translate for him.
Okay, you should.
Well, I'll do my best.
Yes.
Okay. One second here. Okay. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Okay, so I have to present my evidence to you now?
Yes.
Okay, I sent my evidence to the Board of Equalization, and I got like 6 pages of subdivision which my house is located, subdivision of Sherwood Green in Washington, in Vancouver, Washington. And on the page number 2, that's a map which my my subject property, which is on like a light blue, which is located adjacent with the clean the Clark County water property, the swell water program. And the response which I got from the assessor, he told me that my property, it's the land value of the property, it's 50,000 more assessed than any other property in the subdivision because of the privacy which I have, which the other land or they don't have it. So, in page number 2, like I said, there is another property which is located, you know, on Clark County Clean Water Properties Program. So one of the, if you look to the page number 2, it's property number 1 on 139 Court, Northeast 139. Northeast 36 Court. The south of the subdivision.
Yeah.
The last property where the water tower is, and beside the water tower, there is another lot, vacant lot, which is no house there, and that house, which is, I put a marker with the number 1, is not subject to 50,000 increase in the land value by the assessor. Mm-hmm. Also, on the right side of the subdivision, is the power line, Clark County power line properties, which they are, you got the lot number 3, which I marked with lot number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, which are, they have no house to the east side of this property, and the lot value is not subject to $15,000 increase in the value.
Yeah, so just I'll do a quick summation for my dad, and I'm just looking at his the evidence he proposed. So he was saying that the assessor came back after he appealed the home value, that there's a privacy increase, but he was the only property, even those that were adjacent to the stormwater drain, that received the 15,000 increase in privacy. So he was wondering why.
Okay.
Thank you, Danny. Okay. That's
the last, if they can, so they could also speak, because I think he was waiting to speak back.
Okay. I think we understand that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I can continue? Can I continue?
Yes.
Okay, so that's every year. This is starting on 2016. So that my 15,000 private property in Krebs, according to the assessor, started in 2016. Till then, my land was assessed like any other lot in the subdivision, to the same value. I'm going to turn to page number three. So on the page number three on my evidence, which I sent to you, it show my land, the map.
I could do this.
Okay.
Yeah, so he says on page number three that he submitted his land, which is 0.19 acres, was valued at $219,600. And then a similar property, which was double, or which one is double the acreage right here? That was 0.44 acres. The land value was $223,200. So it was about, could they dollar me?
$3,500.
So it's about $3,500 more than double the land.
Two and a half
times the land mass.
So this one here, 0.6 acres.
And then there was the one that was off of Northeast 102nd Street at the top of the page three as 0.76 acres, and that one was valued at $206,463, which was even less than what his property was valued at. So again, he just saw a discrepancy in the land mass, right?
Yes.
And the assessment of his property versus his neighbors. Okay. Well, I'll be next.
Okay. Thank you, Danny. Appreciate that. Okay. On page number three, yeah, you have that property on the Northeast 36th Court, which is it's adjacent to a vacant lot, which is not subject to increase in the land value like mine. Even though that land value, if I look to the page number three, I circled that with a blue mark, and it's my property is 0.19 acres, and this property is 0.28 acres, and its value of $197,100. That's again a discrepancy with my land value. Now, I have my next west side neighbors on page number four, which it's a land value assessed at $204,600. His building value is assessed at $393,908. So you may see here a discrepancy at least $15,000 in land value of my property and about $20,000 on the value of my building property. Danny, I wanted to explain that this is like my next door neighbor, you know, structural, and that's increasing in the value.
Okay. Yeah, so what my dad, or what Peter is saying, is that there, since 2016, there has been an increase on the land property and the building value, the land value and the building value. And there is a discrepancy where his is increased more than the neighbors of similar size and the building structure. Is correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have on page number six a property which is a couple of, 4 powers on 100 feet of my house, which is mirror built. It's exactly the same house, mirror built, which is evaluated at the land value is $304, $600, and the building value, again, this is exactly mirror built with my property. The building value is evaluated at $399, $591. And as you see on my property value on my house, it's more than the assessment of my my building value. I have the address which is located to at the address on 3717 Northeast 100 Circle. Again, the land value is $204, $600. The building value of the house, which is almost the same like my house, is $358,748. Now, I mean, with the building value, I'm all right. Maybe I don't have any, if that will be a difference between, you know, like a $10,000, $15,000 more. But the land value, it's a striking issue, which I'm not agree with my assessor. Okay, I'm not here to ask you for excuse me to do not pay taxes. I want to pay my taxes, you know, like a fair share with like everybody else, you know. But when I see this kind of, you know, discrepancy in the value, that's not fair, and I'm asking you just for a fairness that I should be evaluated my assessor. No more, no less, you know. But like I said, if you look to the evidence, if I show you, I think I'm the only property in the Clark County which is evaluated at this kind of, you know, the small 0.19 acres, you know, to be evaluated to that much, you know. And my neighbors, they are the same thing, and it's evaluated less.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much for thank you so much for taking the call and taking our time and for listening to my dad's appeal, to Peter Dancy's appeal. So the big thing he wanted to communicate was the privacy, that the assessor came back and said that there's a privacy, the increase in his property value was due to that privacy clause or something. But when he looked at the neighbors who are adjacent, who are also adjacent to other, you know, whether it was a stormwater or a clean water treatment facility or plant, that they did not receive an increase for privacy, but his property did. So that was one of the main things he wanted to communicate, that he's noticed since 2016, year by year, the increase was a large discrepancy in compared to his neighbors that had similar property values, similar property sizes, or were bigger, yet they did not receive as exponential of an increase as his properties did. Is correct? Is that correct? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I got it. I think we got it.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, everybody. Wish you a nice day.
Thanks.
All right, so I'm sorry. Steph, you all said that we have about 30 days to receive a written response from you on your assessment of his evidence in this call.
Yeah, that'll get mailed to that 3520101 101st Street. That's where we'll send that.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, my Peter has 30 days to respond to that letter on whether, and the assessor does as well.
Yes.
Yeah, well, 30 days to appeal to the state. If he doesn't like the answer that we gave him, then he has 30 days to appeal to the state.
Okay.
So it's another situation just like this. I mean, it will be a telephone conference, and you can submit additional evidential material based on what we say in our opinion, or you can actually start all over and have totally different reasons. It was what they call a de novo hearing. In other words, you can start all over again.
Okay. Well, then, he'll keep an eye out for that letter on your findings. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
I have one more question. I already received the assessor letter from last year, assessment. So this is for 2021 assessment. So for 2022, that will be another issue which to appeal for my yes.
We're doing 2022 right now. The next one is for 23. And you should have received that already. You may have received
That's the same thing. I have to appeal the assessment for 2023?
Yes.
If I'm not agreeable?
Yes. They are separate years. And each year has to be appealed separately.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I have to start my appeal for the 2023.
So maybe I could help you ask this. If the assessment does come through in my father's favor and the property taxes are lowered and they say, hey, due to the privacy, your land value should not be increased based off of other adjacent properties that are also exposed to that privacy area, he would have to reappeal that same thing every single year, or would the assessor remove that from the increase from his increase in prosody indefinitely?
They may or may not, but generally they do not continue our assessment change unless they believe it's a valid and permanent change. They do not have to change what we say ongoing. So you just have to look at it each year and see what they've done.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the June 14th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 798 for property ID 198-836-005. The property is owned by Matthew R. Hoffman and Kimberly R. Hoffman. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Matthew Hoffman present over video chat for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have any questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Hey, I don't have any questions. Thank you. So hey, I've never done anything like this before, so please tell me if I'm out of line or if I'm, you know, talking too much or if you have any questions as well. I made the attempt to have a handful of exhibits just to review briefly with each of you. But before I do, a couple of things that I didn't include a summary sheet, but this property, in Exhibit A, it shows the highlighted piece of property. It's the topic of discussion for today, but the property to the north and to the south, which be, you know, in each opposing side of the highlighted area, that property has been in my family since 1947. So, you know, just a little backstory there, there's never been any, you know, desire to sell it. If you notice to the left of the, of the air of the property that we're talking about is a subdivision, and obviously up on top of it or to the north as well. And then to the east or to the right of it is a large subdivision that's currently being built. You know, when the subdivisions were being built, you know, a lot of contractors, underground contractors and whatnot were there. And you know, I had a discussion with during each of those three projects with the site leaders for the underground work, and asked if, you know, would it be possible to connect sewer to my centerpiece of property. And they've all had the same basic story that the sewer capacity is designed for those subdivisions only. And, you know, there would be no ability to tap into that. And then on the 124th Street side or the south side of the property in question, it's all under pressure. So if somebody was going to try to develop that 2.5 acres, there'd be a huge cost to put in a pump station and connect to the pressure side, let alone getting the you know, the sewer easement to go to 124th. So I just wanted to call that out. Just another note, I did as much research as I could. Again, I'm a novice and I don't do this kind of stuff for a living. But the what I found out for 2022 assessments, that Clark County in total, an average rather, was an increase of about 11.3%. And then in my immediate area was about 5.8% of an increase of valuation. So, you know, my increase went up 208%. And I know that we're not here to talk about the increase, but I do think it's important that it was a 208% increase in tax value. I have to pay $4,000 a year more now. And, you know, I didn't get any sort of notification as to why. I had to submit this material and information to all of you. But I never have gotten anything from the assessor's office or from anybody saying, you know, why it went up that much in 1 year, any detail or notes as to, you know, how that decision was made. So, again, I appreciate you letting me just share those points with you. Any questions on what I just shared, or do you want me to continue?
Yeah. I have a question on your comparable sales worksheet. You have three properties that are exactly 2.5 acres. Are these broken up into lots like that?
No. You mean the one exhibit? Are you referring to exhibit D?
D, yes.
Yeah. No, none of it. What happened on exhibit D was when I was given the information to proceed with the review here, they gave me a huge file. There's probably like 400 or 500 properties on there. And as I understood it, the directions for me was to find comparable properties within that worksheet and then, you know, compare it to mine. And so that I did that. And to the best of my knowledge, none of them were broke up. They're all, you know, intended. They're all just, you know, one 2.5 acre portion.
Is your land considered prime developable land? And I wonder if those were or not.
I don't.
You see that designation on.
I don't know if it's prime or not. I mean, it's been a single family resident or, you know, property is zoned 2.5 acres out there.
Can you look at that, Michelle, and see? I'm looking on here to see if they've.
Well, the zoning is for low density. So I'm assuming that's why the increase is probably because of the zoning.
This is the first property of his comparables.
Does it say prime developable on there anywhere?
No, the comparables he has are all forest reserve. They're all rural ag use.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that.
So they're not developable land.
But his is not.
All the other examples on that attachment with all those properties, they all had houses on them too. So I tried to do like for like, and obviously there's no house on this property.
So what is the Exhibit E where I see you have a purchase contract?
Well, every 6 months or maybe, 8 months, I get a random offer to purchase that property. And the offer price was $255,800 in April.
And it looks like that was from Richland Homes.
It says Prestonwood Properties on top.
Yeah, Prestonwood Properties. And then it says Exhibit E.
I see E, buyer, Richland Acquisitions.
Yeah. But Exhibit E, 1 of 2. It says we are fully aware that this is not a fair market value offer. We're usually buying properties from motivated sellers who do not have a use for their property anymore or want to release themselves from the property tax liability. And our Clark County looks at it as they want the fair market value. So that's probably why the difference in their assessment and what this offer is that the Prestonwood Properties is looking for people that want to get out from underneath some property, and Clark County is looking at what's the prime value here for your land, and I think that may be where the difference is. I don't have any other questions or comments.
No, I've read the packet and I don't have any questions.
No, I'm okay. All right, anything else you want to add?
No, other than I just think that I don't necessarily, when we're talking about fair, I don't think that it's fair to have that kind of an increase with no explanation. And I still find it logistically, it'd be a huge expense to try to develop that property. And the price of the homes in that area are around, starting around $600,000. So to me, it just doesn't seem fair. I mean, and I know it's not for sale, and to find somebody that's going to pay over $300,000 an acre doesn't seem reasonable. And it's a small parcel. It's a small parcel compared to some of the other subdivisions that are, 19 to 25 acres when they develop them.
Yep. All right.
You can't appeal to the state and present details to them as far as how much it would cost to actually develop your property. So keep that in mind.
Okay, I appreciate everybody's time.
Great. Thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the June 14th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 379 for property ID 256760000. The property is owned by Michael A. Kiesling and Kimberly L. Kiesling. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Kimberly Kiesling present over video chat for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand to be sworn in. Keep going.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your view.
Okay. Good morning. I have provided you with three comparable properties, all of which the three are in the same neighborhood. They all are five or more acres. Our lot is 5 acres. The square footage is comparable, and our home is 1.5. It's a 1.5 finished, so it's like a loft upstairs. So it's not a two-story. It's a ranch with a loft. all of which the three examples are either a ranch or a 1.5 finished. So based off of my three comparable properties, I averaged the sale price. I averaged the sale price to come down, to come with the total, the assessed value should be $784,000. I didn't change the land. I kept the land assessed value of what they were saying it was, and I just changed the building. Our property is Ag 20. The other three comparable properties are R5s or R10. Two are R5s and one is an R10. They're all built equally, about within the same average good, ranging from 1994 to 2010. Based off of these sale prices and what entails the property and the home, our property value should be at $784,000 assessed value.
Did you appear before us last year or not?
I have every year since we've lived here.
And what did we do? Did we set the value last year of $693,000 that it was?
Yes, you did.
My only comment was on your comps. Two of them are a year old, a year earlier than the assessment date, so those had to be trended forward.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Well, you've got one on sale number one. You have a sale price of 780 and 1/8 of 21, and the assessment date is 1 of 22. So what? I trended that forward because the county's the assessor says the increase over the last year was 21%, which brought that sale price to $943,800.
No way.
And then same thing on the sale two, the adjusted price was $969. And on the sale three, the adjusted price was $849,500 after you adjusted for time.
So my three comps are a year too old?
Yeah, the assessment date was 1 of 22.
Oh my gosh, I've been doing this for so long. I'm getting things. It's just a lot of papers.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So just keep that in mind.
They're not old. They are certainly permissible. It's right. Just that in order to make them comparable to your price, your value at January 1 of 22, you have to add a factor to them to trend the sales price forward to the date. Be comparable with yours, just like you'd have to do if you had major differences in size of the house. You'd want to make that difference between, you know, a 10,000 square foot house and a 9,000 square foot house.
So that puts two of them in around in the 950 to 960 range, and the other one at 840, just to give you an idea.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that's a big amount of money difference. Number one was how much?
$943,800. Because that was the whole year of trending.
And number two?
Was $969,085.
Oh, my gosh. And are any of these homes being, are they being brought to you under the Board of Equalization?
I don't know. I don't remember if they have or not. We see a lot of...
Oops.
It's just a comment, just so you know that.
Yeah, no, it makes a big difference on my end. And then so number three is 840.
840, 950.
So how I was basing off my numbers was, going by the three appraiser comps, I was averaging out the. So I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at a huge difference now. Man, I don't know what happened. This is ridiculous. This is so tiring doing this every year.
This is kind of a silly question, but I kind of I wonder if you would actually sell your house for $784,000, would you?
Well, that is a silly question. If you want to know my opinion, I don't think that would be.
Because that's supposed to look at fair market value.
I see where you're going with it, and I understand.
Yeah.
But
I throw it out just to see.
I don't think you would answer that question if you were in my position.
I think you already answered it for
me. Yeah.
Anyway.
But still, it's all about what somebody's going to pay.
Right.
And the
county says 100% of fair market value. That's what they're looking
for. I feel like the reason these assess values are keep going up every year to these crazy amounts is people are overpaying for everything.
Yeah.
They are. No question that during that year, 21 to 22, house prices just went nuts.
Yeah.
They've softened a bit since then, but they haven't gone down. I mean, they're still continuing to rise, though. So it's.
They will a little. I don't think it'll ever go down to where, you know, we want to feel like it's fair.
I think now they might sell for the asking price, not 100,000 over like they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to start with, our house, when we moved into it, that first year we got the new assessed value, and that's when we started doing this with the Board of Equalization, because it was always overpriced, if not more. But it was ever since 2016, it's been at least 100,000 more than what we could sell it for. So
you're at the mercy of a model that they develop, and they put in characteristics and then sale price. And if you have a few houses that are sort of premium in the model that create that value, you get compared against properties that may be more valuable than yours for some reason. But you're going to get that premium socked on your property. If you're at the top of the market, you probably don't get much of it. But if you're lower down in the market in terms of the value of your property, you're going to get hit with that skewing, if you will, of their model.
Yeah. Unless you have like a big dumpster yard and, you know, you just don't care.
And there's some of those.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, there are some.
Honestly, I mean, it's hard to just throw a bunch of toilet out.
You want to look like the neighborhood junk pile in the front, and then put your Taj Mahal behind it.
Every year, my husband and I, we talk about this. Let's just put a toilet out there.
Yep.
We're
all dealing with the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't have any other questions or comments. That was my only comment.
So what are... Okay, so 943, 800, 969, 85, and 840, 950.
I didn't average them out.
I use my phone, and that's what I'm doing this on. So yeah. I haven't used the calculator yet. At least, I mean, I'm screwed. I'm screwed because of these comps.
Not really.
To some degree.
It's going to make a difference, definitely. But I don't know that you're completely out of luck.
But we're not talking about 300,000 difference. We're only talking maybe not even 100. So. Because the assessed value that I'm fighting is the 1,036,000.
Right. 532.
Yeah.
Some of those comparables also have outbuildings as too. So I think that's stuff that we can definitely take into account. Looking at the size, one of them has two of them have basements, some of them have outbuildings. So there's some factors there that. Right. Well, will definitely be considered too.
It's true. And then my number one comp is a 5-bedroom. There are a few. Our home is only 3-bedroom. So, I mean, if that can be taken into consideration, and like you said, the comp 2 and 3 have the outbuildings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I got enough info.
Okay. Yeah, I do too.
Okay. See you next year.
Right. Yep, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys. Great.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the June 14th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 375 for property ID 216-967-000. The property is owned by Yuri Y. Mironenko and Nadezhda S. Mironenko and its under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Nadia Mironenko present over video chat for the appellant. We don't have your video feed, but that's okay. Do still go ahead and raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Sure.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, Kurt.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, I'll do my best. Thank you. We bought the house, it was built in 92, we bought it in 2004. It was actually in quite the rundown state because the previous owners were losing it, unfortunately, to foreclosure. On the report and in the appraisal and the pictures that were submitted, you guys kind of see the condition that currently it's in on the inside and the outside. The biggest issue with this property is the standing water on the outside. We actually had to put a sump pump in it because there was water underneath the house in the crawl space in one of the bedrooms. You could like go swim in it. It was that bad. So my husband put the sump pump in there, and he also had to do a French drain to divert the water from the property. As far as the roof, you guys kind of see in the pictures the condition that it's in. We don't have the means to replace it, so we've been only able to patch it up to maintain it in, you know, in livable conditions to the best of our abilities. Because of the well water, it is very yellowish or brownish. It has all the stains, even on the outside. It looks like previous people had a, what is it called, the sprinkling system. And you can see the stains on the rocks or the brick on the outside of the house. And then as far as the inside of the house, all the plumbing, all the toilets, bathrooms, sinks, everything is contaminated with that kind of water. So it leaves stains that are pretty much unbearable. Well, it's very hard to wash them off. And it's because of the well water. So we do have a filtering system in the garage that's working, but I guess it's not doing, you know, enough job to have a clear water. Other things that are in the house, just make sure, are the metal or the aluminum windows. They leak and then they kind of warp into the wood trim around the window. As far as the roof, there's also the gutters and everything else that comes with it. It's all in the picture, so you guys kind of see. Pictures do better explaining than the words. And then on the outside, because of the type of soil, it's very dry and clayish. Again, we do have standing water, even though we have the pump and the diversion with that my husband did. And then as far as anything else in the house, it does not have any upgrades or remodels as far as kitchen or bathrooms or anything like that. It's pretty much in its original state. We don't have any landscape, which is your basic upkeep to make it, you know, pleasant and livable to the best that we can do. I think that's pretty much it, unless I'm missing anything, which I think that should be all. So I don't know if you guys have any questions or anything that I can further help explain.
Did we review this property last year?
Yes, sir.
And what value did we set on it last year?
It was $550, I believe, according to the appraisal.
Yeah. Looks like you got another appraisal.
Yes, correct. Oh. This one is for $590.
$590. And 12 of 22.
Yes.
I don't have any other questions or comments.
No, I don't.
No questions. Okay.
All right.
All right. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Close the hearing.
This is the June 14th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 792 for property ID 986056761. The property is owned by Ryan Lee Powers. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will briefly review the evidence. They submitted six comparable sales. The first is property ID 979781-52, which sold for $330,000 in August of 22. The next is parcel 966-21004, which sold for $350,000 in May of 22. And third is parcel 966-26618, which sold for $362,000 in October of 22. And the second set, which comes up to six, the first parcel of that was parcel 108858060, sold for $375,000 in October of 21. Next is parcel 118137684, which sold for $380,000 in August of 21. And the last one is parcel 3729054, which sold for $390,000 in June of 21. And with that, I will hand it over to the board.
Since there was no problem present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions, thanks.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the June 14th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 796 for property ID 262372000. The property is owned by Nephi Daniel Wenholz. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Nephi Wenholz present over the phone for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
All right.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from the court as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
All right. They increased the value of my property $109,000 in a one-year period, which the house is not worth that. The house was built in the 60s by a bunch of teenagers with the overseeing of what was my great-grandfather. It's sitting on cinder blocks with no green plate. The whole foundation all the way around is dry rotted, the wood right on the cinder blocks. I've recently had to jack up the house in one corner an inch and a half and I need to get a new roof on it, and the roof is just rolled roofing that hasn't been replaced in probably 30 or 40 years. There is a few leaks in the roof that I know about. And the overall property has been in the family for, I'm the fourth generation, and my kids are the fifth generation on the property. It's been in the family since 1938. And with the assessor saying that it's what you could sell the property for, I've gotten there's four plus generations of accumulation of miscellaneous stuff. And I've had 1-800 call junk come and do a quote, and they quoted me, it's basically $1,000 a truck and at least 100 trucks just to clear the property to be able to sell it. I've also tried to get quotes to replace the foundation and roof, and I was told by the roofing guy that he'd do a satellite quote and send it in, and that never happened. And the foundation replacement guy said he'd come do a quote, and then he never returned my call or never called me back.
Okay. Unfortunately, we can't do a lot for you unless you provide us evidence of what you're telling us. I mean, I believe you, and we're looking at the pictures. We believe in the condition.
You see what year that picture was taken, and the house has fallen into worse repair since then.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, you would need to provide us with those updated pictures and provide us with estimates by an independent contractor to fix things or redo things or haul off things. We believe you that it takes somebody a lot of money to haul the junk away. I don't see it in the pictures that are here now, but that would be something you'd have to take pictures of and get a quote from.
Yeah, which I did get a quote from the 1-800 call junk. And it was going to be over $100,000 to clean and clear the property is if I passed away or something and it had to be sold.
Well, next year if you appeal, you need to provide us with bids and current pictures so that we'd be able to possibly make an adjustment on your value.
Yeah. Well, the way I also feel that all the properties around me that are worth more money because people are going and they're buying these pieces of bare land and putting a $400,000-$500,000 house on it and raising their rates. It's like comparing apples to oranges. Yes, they're both fruit, they're both land, but they're not the same. I will never sell my land. I will never get a loan on the land where I have a chance that something might happen and I could lose it. That will never happen. It will go to my children, and I hope to God that it will go to their children and so on and so forth, as it's been four or five generations now.
Okay, I don't have any further comments.
No questions here.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You have a good day.
Thanks. Bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the June 14th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 793 for property ID 388-40000. The property is owned by WPC Broadway LLC. This is a movie theater that has a cafe and some office spaces. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. So just a brief recap of what's in the file. We did not receive anything from the appellant as far as evidence, and we did not receive anything from the assessor's office, so we'll hand it to the board.
Okay. Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.